Picture that super soft t-shirt you love sleeping in. The one that gets softer and softer the more you wear it. Now you can bring that same lived-in softness to your entire bed with Signature Vintage Wash Sheets from Boll & Branch. This all-new collection is even softer than your favorite t-shirt, with a distinctly relaxed look and feel for your best night's sleep. Just like all Boll & Branch bedding, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets start with the highest quality, 100% organic cotton. The lived-in and feel comes from a small batch washing process, creating a level of softness you've never felt before. And it's not just the feel. Boll & Branch mastered the laid-back aesthetic using a special technique that creates the well-loved look you'll find with vintage jeans. And true to the Boll & Branch hallmark, Signature Vintage Wash Sheets get softer and softer with every wash. Right now, you can get 15% off your first order with promo code ODYSSEY and save on their most relaxing sheets. So head to BollAndBranch.com today. That's B-O-L-L and Branch.com.
Friday is here. Hello, Friday. Hello, humans. Hello, beautiful. I am sitting out on the back patio waiting for my buddy John Acuff to join us for a little John and Dave show. Happy Friday. I hope that this finds your Friday starting off well. Welcome to Friday. There he is, this handsome son of a gun. He's got the best hair in the entire planet. His name is Description to a Barber. And he's my friend. Please welcome to the stage, Mr. J-O-N.
Let's go.
John Acuff.
Let's go.
Oh, what is up? Oh, man, you look svelte.
I'm training. I got a half marathon coming up. I got to put in some work.
I wish that I was going to be near you for this half marathon because I would love to run with you, though there's no way I could keep up with you because you are fast.
Yeah, but your legs are like 19 feet long. So
this is fair.
Theoretically.
I mean, long strides.
I mean, like, this is a Jack and the Beanstalk kind of moment where I'm trying to get down that beanstalk and you're like, oh, like big legs.
Hey John, can I just interrupt? I went to four. I got to four leather bands. Two leather bands and two beads. I wish I could say who sent this to me. There's a person on the internet that actually sent this to me. And
Jay Shetty? I bet it was Jay Shetty.
God, I wish it was Jay Shetty. It'd be blessed by monks if it was from Jay. No, it's not from Jay Shetty.
Hey, let me ask you this. Did you go from one to four?
I went from one right to four. Just jump right to four.
No, dude, no in between?
The thing is, I feel like if I'm going to embrace it, I got to embrace it.
Oh, I thought you were going to say embrace it.
It feels early. What? It feels early to go that hard.
I'm a dad. I'm early in the morning. Like, embrace it? I'm
doing these things with Ford every once in a while called Ford for Thought. Ford for Thought. Yeah. Not food for thought. Ford for Thought. And I was wearing them last night, and I realized, man, I haven't really braced the internet for the fact that they're going to watch a video of me wearing four bracelets, and now here I am.
Now, let me ask you this. Are we done? Is there a chance you go beyond four?
Oh, no. Here's the thing. I'm already shopping for, like, thread, for string. I need a string.
Dude, wait. So now – I feel like this is a real slippery slope. Like, I feel like you're going to eventually just wear a dream catcher. I don't know where on your body, but, like, the next step is there's a dream catcher dangling from an arm.
I'm going to wear a dream catcher. I might put a bandana on my leg like my name was Punky Brewster. I don't know what I'm going
to
do.
Oh, dude. So somebody gave them to you, like somebody from the internet?
So when I made my silly post about, I'm not sure if I'm ready, I was trying to be jokey about it, but should I jump into the leather bracelet game? Someone was like, yo, yes, I actually am a bracelet person. I make them for a living. Can I send you a bracelet? I was like, yeah, you sure can.
Yeah.
And now I don't have their name. I got to get their name. I'll blast them on the internet here in a second. I'm super grateful
love
for my beautiful bracelets.
I think we're going to watch a journey. I think as each show progresses, we're going to see a journey where eventually Heidi's going to have to turn on the feed because your arm will be so heavy with bracelets.
I can't reach it.
Yeah, you'll be like C-3PO, like, which is a Star Wars reference, which you won't get. But he's a fairly popular. Yeah, exactly. You'll be like Voldemort. You won't completely function. Like part
who?
Of you will.
Wait,
yeah,
who?
Exactly. That's a Harry Potter person. I'm just going to reference the most popular pop culture moments in the last 20 years. And you can be like,
Lost on
that
me.
Is. I don't know what that is. That is amazing, dude. I love that you got that. Are you on your back patio? Is that your house?
Back patio. Back patio of the house. Man, yeah, just hanging out. I started my morning. I went back down to this space that I ran in at the very beginning of divorce, where there's this beautiful trail 20 miles down the road. There was this rock at the end of said trail. That was the place where I'd sit, cry, pray, connect with nature, God, have a conversation about what the heck was actually happening. And it was this, one, I'm filming something, so I had to bring a camera. It was not just a chance to connect with God. Sure. But there was also this moment of like, man, the way that like life has created this journey where I can now look back and see the difference between sad-eyed, skinny-faced Dave and fuller-faced, happier-eyes human.
Sure.
Like, it was nice, super nice.
Yeah, nice.
I ended up doing, of all things, I had my therapy conversation with my guy I'm buying a boat for one session at a time on that very rock. I felt like the right
thing. Is your therapy session virtual right now?
Oh, yeah.
Is it because the therapist is far away?
He's in downtown Austin. The weird thing is I started in the midst of COVID, and so he wasn't having anyone come in person. And then having connected with him the way that I did, I've never not felt like we are super close.
Totally.
And so now that like, oh yeah, we can meet, we've got vaccinations taking whatever, like I'm like, nah, I'm good.
Yeah.
I still feel super connected to him. And so we just do it virtually every day.
How far away from downtown Austin are you?
It's about 45 minutes. 45 minutes.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's far enough that you'd be like,
I'm in the sticks. Yeah. No, I'm in the sticks. Like, I mean, people are like, oh man, don't you love like the music scene downtown? I'm like, I don't know. I've been there 4 times in 3 years. So I don't know.
Could you still easily form a band where you live? Is that possible?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I mean, I wouldn't be able to perform in it, but I could definitely get a group of people together.
Would you, couldn't even be like the, I don't know. What's that like? You want to
the
say
tambourine the shaker?
Yeah, exactly. Or the triangle, like old school.
I put
like
up a post last night of a song that I created for my daughter in this thing we do called Tea Time. My musical skills are on display. I have none. Thank you very much.
Could you? Okay, here's my first question. What kind of dance could you learn in a month and do well enough to not embarrass yourself?
God, this is the worst. We were doing this filming 2 days ago for this fitness thing that Heidi and I are doing. Mm-hmm. And there was a move where I had to raise my right arm and lunge with my left leg, and then raise my left arm and lunge with my right leg. Mm-hmm. And I had to rewrite the move into just lunging the same way a bunch of times and then going the opposite way a bunch of times because I could not shift.
Just that move?
Just that move. I couldn't get my right arm. It was like patting my head and rubbing my belly. I can't do it. I don't know.
Is it because your body, you think you're so tall, they're so far away from each other that
Oh, yeah, the receptors are so, it's just like, they can't send the signals that far.
I don't know what that is. I am an amazing dancer. I took tap dancing in high school because I was popular.
Wow.
And how many
dates did you have? This is awesome.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I did tap, I did ballroom, I did salsa. I took break dancing in the third grade. Our school had a break. I had my own piece of cardboard I would bring to school. So I haven't done it in a while, but I get the sense that my body is still pretty lyrical. Like, if I needed
the
to.
The thing is, you to me look like a dancer. I mean,
It's in here.
You've got joy down in your heart. And I know that you've got moves like Jagger. So there's no way you're not able to bust it.
The hardest part of my day is not dancing. You know, it's like telling a tiger not to growl. You know, it doesn't.
I've got like one move, which is basically just like I'm pumping fists like I'm Hank the Tank. Yeah. And I'm biting the lip. Just like.
Yeah.
That's it.
The lip. That's your second.
That's my move.
Oh, that's so, but like, let's be honest, as a mid-40s person, no one in our circle of friends would be like, hey, you guys want to go dancing this weekend? Like,
no.
I'd be like, what?
The thing is, my kids are always interested in like the TikTok things that are like super trendy.
Yeah, totally.
It's like, oh, hey, let's do this TikTok dance. It's really simple. You just lift your right foot and then you put your left foot down. And I'm like, I'm lost. I'm sorry.
No, I'm not. My kids don't want me on TikTok. I have 2 teenage daughters. That would crush them. Like, they're like, please never go on TikTok. Some of our friends follow you on Instagram. Don't go on TikTok. Like, if they see me doing like some Charli D'Amelio dance trend, they're going to be like, Dad, we're taking your phone.
Heidi brings it up to me almost once a week. Are we going to do a TikTok this week? And I'm like, It might be next week.
It's not my brand.
Week.
It's off brand for me too.
Here's the thing. I don't even care about my brand. I do stupid stuff all the time for the gram. I'm down with it. I just don't have any coordination at all. I am the least coordinated person on the planet.
No, I want Microsoft to be like, he should come to speak to the Xbox team. I don't want them to be like, he just did the song. Like, he just, I don't know. He did the Dougie. See, I don't even know the current. I referenced one from nine years
ago. Dougie.
Yeah. So, like, I would be so late to it. So, no, I can't.
Have you ever seen the video of the Microsoft convention?
Yes, of course.
Bill Gates and Ballmer are up on stage. That was your reference.
Yeah, that was.
I'm sorry for having
back.
To explain it to people. It's genius.
There's layers. There's layers.
There's so many. It's like a 7-layer dip here, brother.
Yeah, exactly. So, okay, second question.
Yes.
Have you had a Pop-Tart yet? Somebody just asked that. On this journey, have you eaten a Pop-Tart yet?
I wouldn't dare. Honestly, like, there are so many things on my list that I am going to say yes to before I get there. I just can't.
That is crazy to me. Like, so, okay. I get that, like, sometimes people go, have you ever been to such and such country? And I'll go, no, like, there's some others. Like, I want to go there first. Like, I want to go to Norway, but I don't have, like, I want to see fjords. But I don't understand what
I'm such a letdown.
Well, I'm concerned that Heidi has you eating, like, a lot of us, like, I don't know, bean sprouts or something. I don't know. Like,
no,
I don't,
see, look, she's chiming in. We're getting Pop-Tarts the next time we are together. Okay. Here's the crazy thing. I am a crispy treats person, and Pop-Tarts seem soft to me.
What's crispy mean? What you're eating, like pork cracklings? What does crispy mean?
Wait, hold on. How country are you? How do you show me that you're country?
I live in this country.
Pork cracklings?
What's a pork crackling? I live in the state of Tennessee. I don't know what to tell you.
What are you talking about?
I live in Tennessee. Well, they take pieces of pork and crackle it.
If I got to choose between grandmother's at 7-Eleven soft batch kind of cookie or eating dirt out of my garden, I'm going to have the dirt. I don't need your soft oatmeal grandma's cookie. You can keep it. I need a crispy cookie. That's what I'm saying.
That's why, yeah, we're united on a lot of things. We're divided on a whole lot more. Like Chips Ahoy, garbage cookie. Garbage cookie. But it's crispy. You like crispy, like. So a Pop-Tart can be toasted. Oh. Like, you can toast it.
Oh, you can toast it.
Yeah, that's the whole point. It's built, like, it's actually shaped like a toaster.
Get in my belly.
I feel like, I blame, again, Heidi's saying she's going to do this. Maybe pork rinds is the next. You said crispy treats. There's not a more crispy treat than a pork rind.
Here's the thing. I don't know that I've been in Texas long enough to be country, but I'm ready. So let's go.
I just added a bonus question. Have you had boiled peanuts yet?
What?
Oh my! How long have you lived in the state of Texas?
I mean, it's been almost 3.5 years. What's a boiled peanut? What are you talking about?
You've been in our Lord's state of Texas for 3 years and have never had a boiled peanut?
I don't even know what you're saying two words that I've never heard put together.
Gosh. They sell them everywhere, usually gas stations.
Are they hard or are they soft?
They're soft, and they've been boiled, and there's, like, spices with them.
That sounds terrible.
I will say, they're very soft, and some people do eat the shells. I don't eat the shells. I'm not that hardcore. Like a soft shell crab, but it's a peanut.
Is it a punishment or a reward?
No,
what's happening?
A sack. It's like you get them by the sack for a couple bucks from a guy you've never met that is – yeah, people are saying you should revoke your Texas card. I don't know.
I want to tread lightly on this segue, but I don't know if you're familiar with current events.
Yeah.
But
yeah, I've heard,
there were some health officials in Trinidad and Tobago who had to dispute the claims of Nicki Minaj.
Oh, yeah, sure. I'm familiar with her work.
Who, in a tweet, suggested that a friend of hers' cousins got COVID or got the vaccine. Yeah. And in having the vaccine, it had an effect to a part of his region. There was swelling.
I know.
Could you imagine, like, if you're having a bad day at your job today?
Yeah.
At least remember that you weren't the person who had to spend like 36 hours of time investigating the claim that there was swelling because of vaccine.
Gotta find the cousin. Got to locate that cousin. Got to get on. Cousins are squirrely, too.
What's on your gratitude list today, Dave, that I didn't have to do that?
That wasn't on my to-do list. I have a pretty good – this is my to-do list right here. I mean, I've shown you this before. Like that's my to-do list for the week. Like, that is what – and this is the greatest thing ever. It's a mini whiteboard. It holds – it's big enough that I can write stuff, but small enough that I can not overwhelm myself with 1,000 things.
Yeah, mine is just it's a chicken scratch pad. It looks terrible, and I'm the only one that can read it. You need the Rosetta Stone.
Next level. I think boiled peanuts, I'm adding that to the list. Let's start with Pop-Tart. Don't make that face, dude. You are missing out.
You know what? I did have some disbelief about the power of these babies, and now I'm a changed man. So you know what? Bring those boiled peanuts on over. Let's go.
Okay, next question. Which member of Belle Biv DeVoe do you think you could beat in chess?
That girl is poison.
Exactly. So there's three members. The members' names are very easy. They're right there in the name of the band. It's Belle, it's Biv, it's DeVoe. Ronnie, Bobby, Ricky, and Mike. That's New Edition. So don't get it twisted.
You know what's interesting? God, you're so good, and it comes off the tongue so fast. I have played maybe 40 games of chess in my life.
Okay? That's more than me.
I am 0 for 40.
0 for 40? Even against children?
I have not one time in my life said the word checkmate. Not one time.
Yeah.
So when I think of whether it's Belle, Biv, or DeVoe, the answer is any of them, if they have any skill at all, would beat me. But I'm going to go with Belle.
Belle.
Now you know.
Okay. I feel like the right answer was DeVoe because he's tall. And I think he would feel like, oh, here's another tall guy. We get each other. He, in my opinion, I don't know. That's the one I was thinking. He's a DeVoe man when it comes to chess. But people mix it up. People make their own choices. God. You know?
Did you know that one of the things that I have literally written into my last will and testament is that a Boys to Men tribute band in all white suits will be playing at my funeral?
Ooh, that's nice. That now would it be old school when there's four members? Weren't there four and now there's three? Didn't they change? I think one quit. I think one quit the group for health reasons.
No, that was Destiny's Child.
No, they didn't. No, that was a whole different thing. That was a whole different thing. Okay, I want to transition. Let's get a little more serious.
Oh,
what's an irrational fear you have, or an irrational stress, or an irrational anxiety? Like, I'll give you one of mine. One of mine is there will be no parking wherever we're. Like, if we're going somewhere new, there will be no parking, and I need to park at the first available spot. Even if it ends up being 9 miles from the final destination, and we will walk past every available spot I look at this spot, I'm like, this is the last one, probably in the whole city. We better take this one. That's irrational. I've never gone to a restaurant. They've been like, there's no parking. You can't eat tonight. But in my head, I'm like, that's a bit of overthinking. Call back to the book. What's an irrational anxiety or fear you have?
This feels deeper than not having parking. But my irrational fear is that were I to take an afternoon off, that I will feel like I am now no longer a productive member of society.
Oh yeah, I call that the fear of the nap. Like if you take a half hour nap, you're a terrible person.
Yeah. The thing is, I acknowledge, I talked about this earlier in the week in Alive. Like I had so much wiring around achievements as this thing that might trigger lovability that I was so wired to, if I can get good grades and memorize the right verses and get the trophies in whatever sport, whatever, that I will then, but only then, be seen as lovable enough or affirmed. And so then the converse ends up being true and stinks, which is if I don't perform, then I am disqualifying myself from lovability, which is just such a ridiculous hustle culture reinforced kind of thing. So I know it's irrational. I can say it out loud. Like, that's dumb. Take a nap, brother. If you're having a long day, take a nap. I've had really crazy days, and I need to actually take a little bit of a break. And I have such a hard time giving myself permission to do it, which is such a, again, it's irrational, man.
Totally. I think that's a pretty common one. I have a thought I've been writing about that. If you worship at the altar performance, you never get to rest because every finish line you cross becomes the next starting line you must go on. You know,
totally agree.
You're constantly kind of.
There's another book right there, brother.
I'm thinking about that. What is your Enneagram? Somebody asked that.
I'm a three, an achiever, which is interesting because in my last book, I wrote about being a nine. As it turns out, when you take the test for Enneagram, if you do so under stress, an achiever actually comes out as a peacemaker, which is what I tested for in the midst of the most stressful time of my entire life. But here I am in a less, I mean, there's still stress, but it's a different kind. I'm super excited about all the things I'm working on. I've taken the test a bunch and it just keeps coming back three. I for whatever reason, had programming as a kid that was creating contingencies around love or acceptance with performance. And so it's just, by the way, it drove me to have a great career, do a lot of great things, but also trouble.
Exactly. Okay. Yeah. I would, you? A bunch of people guess. I test a seven, but I think I might be a three. I just did Ian Morgan Cron's podcast.
I did that one too. It's so great. Yeah.
Yeah. And he was like, I can't like three or seven. It feels real three to me. And so I don't know if I perform as a seven because it's fun and, you know, and I use sarcasm as humor to cover up other stuff. And maybe I'm really a three. So I don't know. I can't, it's hard to figure out. Okay. More serious question. If you were going to get a llama or an alpaca for your property, which one would you get?
This is so easy. Alpaca all day long.
Why alpaca?
All day long.
For the fur? For the fine fur?
Well,
or whatever?
Number one, it's obviously first the fur, because the touch is the thing that you want the most. It's
the
soft,
touch.
Delicious. It's
the touch.
If you're gonna touch an animal, it might as well be furry.
So you hate llamas? Is that what I'm thinking? That's how the internet's gonna interpret this. Dave Hollis hates llamas.
No. Who loves llamas? No one. You know why? They're angry, mean animals, and they deserve to be alone.
They spit.
They spit.
Yeah.
They're just angry. I have just down the street, every time I go on my run, five alpacas just right down the road. And when the kids want to go down and go fishing on this little piece of property, the neighbors who have these alpacas invite us to just carte blanche, walk on in, drop a line in the lake. And when they feed those darn things, we get to walk right on up and feed them out of our hands. Heidi brought her kids out here a couple different times. We fed them with our million kids. Here you go, eat. There was no spitting.
No spit. Can you imagine if dogs spit on you? Like, just that was a thing they did. Like, your dog was in your house and it just
wouldn't be man's best friend. Tell you that.
No, it would be a cat. Is what that would be. So I actually have an alpaca story. There's a friend of mine who owns an alpaca farm. She lost four alpacas in the same night to a mountain lion, and it was $100,000 loss. They were like 25,000. Four, killed them all, just like, and they get into this kind of like blood rage where like, it didn't eat four alpacas. It was just like, I'm here, goes in this frenzy.
You're so bringing the show down, but keep going.
No, there's a donkey. Now donkeys, there's a donkey fence around the whole thing. Donkeys protect a herd. So what people do is they build a donkey run around a whole farm, and donkeys are really strong. They grab them, they kick, like, so the donkeys are the protector and they love the animals they're with. They're like, this is my crew. And I didn't know that about donkeys. Like, yay, donkeys.
Gosh, I want to make a donkey run joke, but it's not coming to me fast enough. Goodness
maybe,
gracious.
Maybe like an hour.
I'm going to come back to it because there's too much goodness here, but I just don't know what it is. Man.
Well, it's just a lot of people want to learn, and I feel like donkeys is what they need to learn about today.
Remember that one time in the show where you brought up four alpacas being gored to death by a mountain lion?
Life is hard. You brought up Nicki Minaj's cousin. I mean, in as far as things that could happen to you, COVID is way scarier than a mountain lion killing your alpacas. Right? You know, give me a thumbs up or a heart if you own alpacas. You're worried about mountain lions. Give me a thumbs up if you're like, hey, this COVID thing, a little.
By the way, just so that we're going to finish the story off correctly, the Trinidad and Tobago health inspectors went and found out that it was not, in fact, connected to COVID at all. This man apparently had been having some relations that had his things swelling. And so this was a disconnected from COVID thing, just to get the information out there.
Full circle
moment.
Yeah.
Again, apologies to the Trinidad and Tobago Health Department who had to go and actually inspect this gentleman.
You feel like they're watching this today? You feel like those people might be tuning in?
You never know. Hey, guess what? There's
actually, you know what?
I don't know.
Actually, there's some things I do know, and I feel so confident that there's not a single member of the Trinidad and Tobago Health Department. Like, both of them aren't watching. I'll just say
here's
that.
The thing.
Both of
Dr.
them aren't.
Johnson, whatever his name is, I promise you, on Thursday of last week, he did not foresee his next week's worth of work, including what it ended up including. So, just, I wouldn't say never.
Yeah, that's, well, I don't, again, unless Nicki Minaj also watches this show. Although
Nikki.
the way your life is, where I'll go like, hey, I had a hamburger, and you're like, that reminds me of a time that I met Destiny's Child. And I'm like, okay. Or like, I'll say, I like Pop-Tarts, and you'll be like, I have the original DeLorean in my garage. Like, so I never know if you're gonna say,
Don't know where we're going.
I just did a mastermind with Cardi B and Jay Shetty last week at the Montage in Laguna. I mean, maybe. I don't know what you do. I know this half hour. This half hour, you're in the
Can I
woods.
just tell you one thing that you'd be surprised
Woods.
by? Cardi B is using email funnels in a way that neither of us have ever explored. It's
She
amazing.
is? Of course she is.
That's
Of
a joke
course
that's
she is.
lost on
Yeah,
everybody here, but
I
still,
know.
it
She
makes me
probably
giggle.
has Russell Brunson's like program. She's probably
Huge.
doing,
Yeah,
yeah, she's
ClickFunnels.
crushing email.
ClickFunnels.
Click. She has click. Cardi B is crushing ClickFunnels right now.
Oh, yeah. No,
Number
she's inviting people in for a single song sample and then upselling them into a full album
upselling.
purchase.
Yeah. There's a freemium and then there's a premium. A little bit of taste, a little bit of full. Yeah, hey.
The rest of the day is downhill from this moment. So go ahead,
Babies need
everybody. Enjoy
shoes.
the peak of Everest. We're here right now, and now it's boom, all the way down.
Babies need shoes. I get it. I get it. Sometimes those shoes need to be encrusted in diamonds. I don't know. Like, babies need shoes. Very fancy shoes. Okay, Dave, last question. Shameless plug. Tell the people what you want to plug. What's going on?
Oh, well, I'm super excited because Heidi and I are going to do a live at some point, I think later today, inviting anyone who's interested in this 60-day fitness challenge, Get Fit Challenge with Heidi and Dave. It's going to start on September 27th. It is literally every single day you get an email with an explanation of the workout of the day. There's a once-a-week live where we're going to have conversations with the community, give some nutrition tips, and
Oh,
it's going to be
yes.
fantastic. So I'm
That
super excited
and
about it.
you've worked a ton on it. It's been fun watching you kind of film the progress. So where's the link? Like, where do people sign up?
I don't know. I'm going to tell people
Okay.
later. I forgot to like
Okay.
be prepared for this conversation. I forget
Okay.
we do anything serious on this show.
Yeah. I transition. You never it's like this. I'm like Barry Sanders up in here. You're like, whoa, Bell Biv DeVoe. Plug. Like, what are we doing? My plug, acuff.me/challenge. My last name is Acuff, acuff.me. Slash challenge. We're doing a 5-day back to challenge next week. It's essentially five live events, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. I teach for an hour on Facebook. Super fun. Acuff.me/challenge. And then exciting news, I'm having Dave on my podcast. I have a podcast called All It Takes Is a Goal. I'm gonna interview him on my podcast. It'll probably be very similar to this without what is definitely rattlesnake infested territory behind him. You're gonna be hopefully inside.
100%.
And yeah, it'll be great, and we'll
What I
make sure we.
loved, I thought you did something so genius with the explanation of the challenge.
Yeah.
John, if you didn't see in his feed, laid out all of the notes that
Yeah,
he is
yeah.
going to be teaching from, and then highlighted in blue the only times where he mentioned something that you can buy. Because a lot of times
Yeah.
with a free challenge, you're like, oh, I'm just going to be sold a bunch of stuff. And this
Totally.
is 5 days of service, 95% value, 5%, hey, there's some other things that you might be
Yeah.
interested in. And I just love that because you're upfront telling the audience you're going to get served.
Yeah.
You did make
That was fun
a
for me to
mention of
do.
tall people that you ought to be leery of, which we talked about in a
That
text.
was so funny. So, like, last thing. So I say, like, it's easy for motivational authors, especially tall ones, to sell you stuff over and over. And I was making a joke that I'm not tall. And people were like, is this about Dave? Like, because he's so tall. They literally, people in my feed were like, man, you really threw Dave under the bus. And the only thing I'd say there is I once did a video series for a client and I made that joke in the video series about like being tall. And the focus group feedback was, this guy is so cocky about his height. They didn't know I was joking. And so they like the feedback from people came back, what a cocky jerk about his height. And I was like, no, like I was, that was so. Yeah, I texted Dave because I love him and said, hey, when I said this online, I was not throwing you under a bus. Why would I do that? Just so you know. And he was
And I
like, that's
laughed about
not.
it immediately
Yeah.
because until we get a sponsor for this show, I just want to remind everybody that they can get chomps, which are little pieces.
Yeah. Like, how do I get on this chomps train, by the way? I want some chomps
Oh,
cash.
I've got a contact. And by the way, they're
Yeah.
delicious.
Yeah,
And
these
I don't
books
mind
are.
telling people about my snacks in the middle of the day. Here's the thing. If you want
Oh.
like just half a snack, it's called a chompling.
Oh, see, I'd be eating a Chomp right now. I will sell out for Chomp.
Why won't Chomp sponsor the John and Dave show? What is actually happening? Come on, Chomp.
You know what's going to happen is like Bill's Beef Jerky is going to swoop in. Chomps is sleeping on it. And Bill's Beef Jerky.
Ooh.
Or no, we're going to have
war.
Bidding war. Yeah. So,
bidding war.
All right. Dave, love you.
Love you, brother.
For your book. Have a great rest of your day.
Thanks, you guys. You too, buddy.